He had pressure coming all over him, including Cole Rumsick. Falls incomplete, got rid of it in time. Second down, 10 to go from the 25-yard line.
That's a play call that I think can work against this aggressive Deckerville defense if you can protect long enough. That screen pass had a lot of potential there, Clark, if it could have been completed. However, the pass rush so great that the pass fell incomplete.
Two wide to the left, same formation, now man in motion. That is number 28, Austin Eddington. He gets the handoff. He's trying to trudge forward at the 30-yard line, gets across about the 31-yard line, brought down by Brandon Patello. Safety cornerback for Deckerville, and he's going to be picking up a 7-yard gain, 3 yards to go on third down for the Orioles, now at their own 32-yard line.
Have we mentioned that Brandon Patillo is an important piece to this team?
I've heard his name once before, I think.
Right, and he obviously runs the offense on the offensive side. Quarterback always gets his recognition, but here he is playing defensive back, safety, center fielder, whatever you want to call it. When he reads the play, he's coming up and making some big tackles early in this game.
Two wide to the left, one then backfield, and we have flags flying, and this can be disco night in Deckerville. False start against Morris. This will push them back from a third and manageable to a third and long. Third and eight. They're at the 32-yard line. This will push them back to the 27 of their own territory. Morris in their home white uniforms with orange numbers, black pants and orange stripes on the sides, and a mixture of orange and black helmets with black face masks. Deckerville in their home maroon uniforms, very similar to Central Michigan, even Adidas. Gold shoes, gold numbers, white outline, maroon helmets with the flying D on one side. Third down, 8 yards to go for the Orioles of Morris. Same formation working off the right hash from their own 27-yard line. Third down, 8 yards to go. Deckerville bringing the blitz, and they get it off just in time. The pitch out to the left to number 3, Connor Lucas, meets number 56, Reese Bays, Kramer for Deckerville, and they know each other quite well as he brought him down in the backfield for a tackle for a loss of 4 yards. It's now fourth down, 13 yards to go, and Morris is going to be forced to punt yet again.
Yeah, nowhere to go on that play again. A short pass because of the pass rush to his left. Receiver catches the football, but nothing but maroon jerseys everywhere, and Patella back to return the punt again for Deckerville.
The punt is away from number 12, Javin Lucas. Not as pretty as the first one. It falls, comes to rest at the 42-yard line of Deckerville, so they'll have a 58-yard field to work with, right to left across your radio. And they're actually going to sit down Brandon Patello to start this drive with 4:28 left in the first quarter. It's 14-0 Deckerville over Morris.
Yeah, so far Deckerville going to take over again for their third possession here, and they're going to let Cole Rumsick run this offense. He is 5'9", 160-pound junior. It's good experience for him here early in the season.
First and 10, right to left across your radio, are the Eagles at their own 43-yard line, leading 14-0. Deckerville enters tonight 2-0 on the season. Absolutely creamed North Huron last week. We're leading 54-0 at halftime. Final score is 54-8 as it's a handoff on first down across the 45-yard line to the 46-yard line. Number 5, your ball carrier, Austin Fritch, brought down by Connor Lucas, linebacker, sophomore for Morris. A 4-yard gain, second down, and a long 6 yards.
Yeah, Fritch, again, hitting the hole hard. Not a lot there, but makes the most of it. Gets a couple, maybe 3 yards.
Yeah, we'll say 3.
Second and 7 for Deckerville.
7 yards to go. First down marker is in Morris territory at the 47-yard line. Deckerville is at their 46. Bill Brown, head coach for Deckerville since 1993, assistant coach at Deckerville starting in 1987. And Bill Brown wants a timeout to talk to his team on the WLEW Sports Network. They're getting some water on the field. It's 14-0 Eagles over the Orioles on the WLEW Sports Network.
It first appeared as the company president's one-of-a-kind personal vacation car, but it quickly caught on with the driving public. It evolved into a luxury car. The Continental was the Lincoln flagship, but it sailed into history 14 years ago. Now, it's back. The 2017 Lincoln Continental, with your choice of three engines and front or all-wheel drive. Order yours today at More Lincoln Motor Sales of Cairo, the largest full-line Lincoln dealer in the thumb, because it's back. Because you can. At More Lincoln Motor Sales of Cairo.
Nothing. Deckerville leads Morris with 3:46 left in the first quarter. Scoring around the region, Harbor Beach leads Reese 8-0. 6:19 left in the first quarter. Vassar leads Ubley 7-6 with 5:35 left in the first quarter. After a 20-yard pass or 20-yard run, answers Ubley's first score of the night. I formation for Deckerville, and Cole Rumsick pitches it out to the left. And his running back, number 41, can bring it in. Brendan Hanley has to jump on it at the 41-yard line and pushes them back for a third down, a second down, and long to go. This is third down. My apologies. First down marker at the Morris 47. They're at their own 41.
Yeah, the running back there, Brendan Hanley, Jr., 6'1", 140, his first action of the game, a pitch to the left. The pitch wasn't perfect. He got his hands on it, but it went right through him. The ball bounces on the ground, and he does a nice job to corral it to keep possession for Deckerville, but now it's going to bring up third down and 12 to go.
Pitch perfect. Wasn't that a movie?
I think they made two of them.
Excuse me.
If that tells you anything.
Third and 12 for Deckerville, their worst play of the starting position tonight. And it's a quick pass to number 13, Wyatt Janowak, and it is complete. Breaks free of the first tackle. He's into Morris territory at the 35 and finally brought down at the 24-yard line. But this one might be coming back a little bit, as this is going to be a block in the back against Deckerville, which will negate the final position of this one. But Janowak gets all the way down to the 24-yard line before he's forced out of bounds by number 3, Connor Lucas.
You got to love when those screen passes work perfectly.
Block in the back is the call against Deckerville, so this will be 15 yards from the spot of the foul, I do believe.
Correct, but the spot of the foul is all the way out at the Morris 35-yard line. Again, the screen pass works perfectly. Morris brings the pressure. The offensive lineman let them go by. The quarterback just keeps dropping back, dumps it off to his left, Janowak, and he's got nothing but green grass in front of him. He makes one guy miss and turns it into a big gain. Unfortunately, a block in the back call away from the play, which makes it even worse. Is going to negate a huge gain, but it should still be enough for a Deckerville first down.
This is going to push them back to the 45-yard line, so a 10-yard penalty. Block in the back from the spot of the foul. Still is enough to move the chains for Deckerville. 2:46 left in the first quarter. It's 14-0 Eagles over the Orioles, as you would think in nature. First and 10. Right to left across your radio, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your broadcast tonight in a very spacious and beautiful facility here in Deckerville, Michigan. It's been 5 years since I've been here, Dave. You've never even been here.
I've never been here except just to watch a game.
Yeah. Me and Ron Lehrman back in 2011. Can't even remember who they were playing. It was cold, rainy, and snowing at the same time.
Look who's back at quarterback.
Brandon Patello at quarterback keeps it for himself all the way out to the 40-yard line for a 5-yard gain. Brought down by Connor Lucas, sophomore linebacker. Actually, according to the spot of the foul, is a 4-yard spot of the placement is a 4-yard gain. Second down, 6 to go.
So far, the coaching staff of Deckerville really rotating in their players. I see Austin Fritsch now. He's on the sideline. Nothing wrong with him. Just taking a shift off here, it looks like. I don't see Cole Rumsick, though.
I don't even see him on the sideline.
Me either. Which is odd. So, anyways, quarterback Patello back in the game.
Patello in the shotgun, man to his right, and he keeps it for himself. He has the first down. He's to the 30, to the 25, to the 20. One man to beat at the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Deckerville. Brandon Patello breaks free for 40 yards on the quarterback scamper, and he's in for Deckerville's third score of the night. It is Deckerville 20, Morris nothing. A minute 33 still left in the first quarter.
Al Pitello hasn't missed a beat. Cole Rumsek is out there. He was just on the sideline. His turn to take the shift off. Pitello running the read option, puts the ball in the arms of his running back, looking ahead, and sees an opening. He takes the ball back from his running back and hits the hole and shows off his blazing speed into the end zone. Now Cole Rumsek going to lead the offense here for the two-point conversion.
Rumsek rolling to his right, has a man open in the end zone, and it is caught. He jumps out for it. A beautiful